and most welcome. On our side, we do have our members of the National Assembly, our members of Parliament, Honorable Masondo, Honorable Dube, Honorable Matipe. Some of our members, female members, are attending the International Women's Conference that we are hosting in South Africa in the National Assembly.
非常，早上好，再次欢迎各位中来自全国人大的各位同事，也欢迎我们的这边的同事。首先呢，我先介绍一下我的同事。所以左边，左边的这个第一位同事叫 Masado， 然后是 Dubai 同事，然后 Mikabi。非常抱歉呢，我们还有几位女的这个委员，但是他们呢现在正在开南非的妇女大会，所以今天上午可能参加不了我们的会议。
Thank you very much, Mr. Lee Jin Tian, for leading the delegation to meet with us in the National Assembly. We are looking forward to have a very fruitful engagement.
非常感谢李团长带领全国人大民族委员会的代表团来我们的议会访问。希望呢，我们今天上午的这个座谈能够非常具有丰硕的成果。
I'm happy that you are a vice president of the vice executive president of the party school, and then we may also learn a lot from your own experience how you deal with matters that you are going to be discussing today.
我在您的简历中也看到呢，您曾任中国党校的这个校长，我相信呢，这个工作经历也会让我们来受益。
Members of the National Assembly, they are here and will be free to engage with the delegation that we are leading in the region here.
那么我们的同事呢，也非常期待着和您带领的代表团的这些同事，进行这种互动，进行交流。
I think we are going to feel at home in the region.
希望呢，大家像来到家里做客一样。
Thank you.
非常感谢。
主席先生，非常感谢南非议会对我们委员会和代表团一行的邀请。Distinguished
Chairperson, we appreciate very much for the invitation handed down to our delegation from the National Assembly of your Parliament and also from your committee.
今天很高兴。 能和南非议会共同治理与传统事务委员会的同仁们一起座谈交流。It
is our pleasure that we could have engagement with you, Honorable Chair, and also your colleagues from the Co-Governance and Traditional Affairs Committee of the National Assembly of the South African Parliament.
那么我首先代表我们代表团。
So please allow me on behalf of our delegation to brief you a little bit about our visit and our committee.
我想先说点宏观的感想和看法。First
of all, please allow me to share with you some sentiments and some ideas from the macro perspective.
首先，我们代表团和我们全体中国人民都向已经逝世的曼德拉先生表示敬意。So
first of all, our whole delegation and also our people of China, we paid a very honorable respect for late President Mandela.
向率领南非人民反对种族隔离斗争。 争取平等、自由、解放事业而奋斗一生的曼德拉先生致敬。And
we pay our salute for His Excellency late President Mandela for his endeavor for the anti-apartheid cause and for his drive towards liberalization and towards equality and freedom for all South African citizens and people.
由此我想谈这么三点看法。
So hereby I would like to touch upon three points.
第一，为什么一个不是什么显赫大国的一个黑人领袖能够得到全世界那么多人的尊重？
So number one, why such a leader from a South African continent, from South Africa, could get the holistic respect from all over the world?
他的葬礼上来了那么多国家的元首、领袖和名人要客。
And at the late president's funeral, we could see that head of states, dignitaries, and people from all walks of life attended that ceremony.
我认为这是因为在曼德拉先生的身上体现了世界上人们共同追求的东西，那就是平等、自由、公正和包容。
To me, we thought that the reason why we had such respect to His Excellency was that we had the common pursuit throughout the world, which is the equality, freedom, justice, and inclusiveness.
第二，我们既要承认世界上的人们有共同的追求，又要承认世界多样化这样一个事实。
So while we are recognizing that the whole world is pursuing common pursuit, common cause, we do exist diversified world.
五彩缤纷才是世界的本相。
Colorfulness is the core of this globe, of this world.
世界各国人民有着不同的文化、宗教、信仰、生活习俗。
People throughout the world have their own culture, their own religious beliefs, their trust, and their living well-being.
有着不同的自然禀赋。
They have their own qualities and personalities endowed from the nature.
因而也就有着不同的社会制度、治理方式和发展模式。
Therefore, we have a different social system, cooperative governance and also different ways of development.
第三，一个国家选择什么样的社会制度，只能由这个国家的人们从自己的实际情况出发来选择。
Thirdly, we can say that the social system that a country pursues could only be decided by the people of this country based on their own national conditions.
我们的习近平主席说，鞋要穿在自己的脚上才知道合适不合适。
Our President Xi Jinping said once that you could only feel if it is comfortable or suitable or not by wearing your own shoes.
南非和许多西方国家搞的都是多党制、两院制、三权分立。
South Africa, like a lot of other Western developed countries, you have your own multi-party system, your bicameral system, and also your executive branch, judicial branch, and legislative branch.
而我们中国共产党是中国共产党执，而我们中国是中国共产党执政，多党参政，一个最高权力机关。
In China, we are under the leadership of Communist Party of China, while the various parties will consult and will take part in the overall agenda of the party, and we have a one single highest organ of state power.
所以我们提倡不同社会制度之间要和谐共存，互相学习，相互尊重，而不是谁要强加于谁。
So we advocate that different social systems, we could live in harmony, we could learn from each other, and we will respect each other. It is not that one will surpass or overrule the other wills.
以上这是我要说的第一点，宏观的一点想法。
That's some ideas that I have from the macro perspective.
二，中南两国这些年来双边关系发展很好，两国立法机构交流与合作成效显著。
Secondly, I want to say that China and South Africa enjoy very sound and smooth bilateral relationships, and the exchanges and cooperation between our two legislative parties achieve very good results.
早在曼德拉先生时期，我们两国就结下了深厚的友谊。
Since the relationship between our country and under the leadership of late President Mandela, we enjoyed very deep and sound relationship and friendship.
过去几年来，习近平主席和祖马总统成功实现互访。
And the last few years, President Xi Jinping and President Zuma made frequent exchanges between the two countries.
中南关系提高到了一个新的水平。
And thus, the bilateral relationship between the two countries have been upgraded to a new high.
两国立法机关的交流与合作是中南全面战略伙伴关系的重要组成部分。
And the legislative mechanism of cooperation between our two parliaments is a very important part of the strategic comprehensive partnership between our two countries.
2006年，中国全国人大和南非国民议会建立了定期交流机制。
Starting from the year 2006, the Chinese National People's Congress maintained the regular exchange mechanism with the Parliament of South Africa.
10多年来，通过这个平台，我们进行增进了相互了解，建立了真正的友谊，壮大了中南友好的力量。
So for the last more than 10 years, through this platform, we have enhanced the mutual understanding, the trust, and the friendship between our two parties and countries, and also we have more causes and strength or force for this friendship foundation.
双方围绕两国关系中共同感兴趣的问题深入讨论，交流信息，为制定国内相关政策、修改完善法律提供了有益借鉴。
So through this mechanism, we touch upon issues of common concern between our two countries and our two parliaments. We exchange the information and ideologies.So that this will be a very conducive, a very helpful reference when we make our policy in various fields and also for the drafting of relevant legislatures.
我们对中南关系和两国议会的友好交往充满信心。
So we are quite confident for the bilateral relationships between our two countries.And also for the exchanges and communication between our two parliaments.
第三，我要简要地向同仁们介绍一下中国的人民代表大会制度。
And thirdly, please allow me to briefly introduce the People's Congress of People's Republic of China.
我们中国的人民代表大会制度把中国共产党的领导发扬民主。和依法治国有机地统一起来。
The People's Congress in China, we combine the leadership of Communist Party of China, and also we practice through democracy, and also rule the country by law.
全国人民代表大会是最高国家权力机关。
The National People's Congress is the highest organ of state power.
它由省、自治区。直辖市和军队选出的代表组成。
And the deputies of this National People's Congress are elected among various provinces, municipalities, autonomous regions, and army sectors.
全国人民代表大会每届任期五年，在五年内每年举行一次代表大会。
The term of the National People's Congress is five years, and within these 5 years, annually, we are hosting the plenary session once a year.
本届也就是第十二届全国人民代表大会共有代表2987名。
And for this term of National People's Congress, which is the 12th term, we altogether have the national deputies.About totally 2,987.
这里面有少数民族代表409名，占代表总数的13.69%。
Among these 2,987 deputies to the National People's Congress, the ethnic minority deputies totaling 409 accounts for 13.69% of the overall deputies.
55个少数民族都有本民族的代表。
In China, we have 55 ethnic minority groups, and each minority group has its own deputies in this National People's Congress.
全国人民代表大会的常设机关是全国人民代表大会常务委员会。
Under the National People's Congress, we have the permanent organization, which is the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress.
全国人民代表大会和全国人大常委会行使国家立法权。
The National People's Congress and its Standing Committee execute the legislative power of the country.
全国人民代表大会设立民族、法律、财政、经济、教育、科学、文化、卫生、外事、华侨等专门委员会，一共9个。
Under the National People's Congress, we have 9 portfolio committees, which are Ethnic Affairs Committee, Law Committee, Financial and Economic Affairs Committee, Educational, Scientific, Cultural Committee, Foreign Affairs Committee, and Overseas Chinese Committees.
在全国人民大会闭会期间，各专门委员会受全国人大常委会领导。
When the National People's Congress is not in session, all these special committees are under the leadership of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress.
第四，我要简要介绍一下我国的少数民族的基本情况和中国的民族政策。
Fourthly, please allow me to introduce briefly about our policy of ethnic minority groups.And our situation of the ethnic group living in China.
我国一共有56个民族。
Altogether in China, we have 56 ethnic groups.
其中汉族人口最多，占90%多。
Among these 56 ethnic groups, Han ethnic group has the most population, which accounts for 90% of the overall population of China.
少数民族人口1100多万，有一亿一千多万。
So the ethnic groups, minority ethnic groups population accounts for 110 million.
占全国人口的8.4%。
So this is 8.4% of the overall population of China.
在55个少数民族当中，人口在100万以上的有18个民族。
Among the 55 minority ethnic groups, those ethnic groups which have a population of more than 1 million, they account for the number of 18. So 18 of these minority ethnic groups have the population of over 1 million.
人口在100万人以下，10万人以上的也有18个民族。
So another 18 minority ethnic groups have a population, each have a population of over between 100,000 to 1 million.
人口在10万人以下，1万人以上的有13个民族。
So 13 of the minority ethnic groups, each of them has a population of over 10,000 to 100,000.
人口在一万人以下的有六个民族。
So six minority ethnic groups have each of them have a population under 10,000.
中国解决民族问题的基本政策是民族区域自治。
The basic policy to solve the issues of ethnic affairs is applied by the autonomous region policy.
是指在国家的统一领导下，各少数民族聚居地方实行区域自治，设立自治机关，行使自治权。
Which means that under the holistic leadership of the government, for those areas concentrated, populated by one or some ethnic groups, they apply the regional autonomous policy. They have their own power of their regional autonomous affairs.
民族自治地方自主管理本民族本地区的内部事务。
So for those autonomous regions, they autonomously take care of their own ethnic affairs within that autonomous region.
享有制定自治条例和单行条例的权利。
They do have their right to regulate, to draft their own rules and laws within that autonomous region.
自主安排管理发展经济建设事业，自主发展各项文化社会事业。
And also they have the right to manage their economic and social development and also various courses of cultural and different fields.
我们坚持各民族一律平等。
And we abide by the principle that all the ethnic groups are equal.
这是中国民族政策的基石。
This is the cornerstone of our ethnic affairs policy.
鉴于少数民族在经济社会发展等方面与汉族相比有一定差距，所以他们还依法享有一些特殊的权益保障。
Due to the fact that there is some gap between the economic and social development of those minority ethnic groups and the Han majority ethnic groups, then they do enjoy some preferential treatment based by law.
我们坚持巩固和发展各族人民的大团结。
We also advocate the solidarity among ethnic groups.
民族团结是中国处理民族问题的根本原则，也是中国民族政策的核心。
The national solidarity, which is the principle for us to resolve ethnic affairs issues, and also it is the kind of cornerstone or foundation for this ethnic affairs policy.
我们坚持加快少数民族和民族地区经济社会发展。
We are trying hard to accelerate the overall social and economic development pace of these minority ethnic groups.
坚持各民族共同繁荣发展。
And we abide by the principle that all ethnic groups will develop in various prosperity.
我们还保护和发展少数民族文化。
At the same time, we are maintaining and developing the cultures among these minority ethnic groups.
少数民族文化是中华文化的重要组成部分，是中华民族的共有精神财富。
The culture among these minority ethnic groups is a very important part of the civilization of China, and it is the common treasure.For all Chinese people.
我就先向同仁们做这么个发言，介绍这些情况。
That's my basic and brief introduction that I have prepared for your excellency and your colleagues.
在这里，我发出邀请，欢迎 马达卡迪主席和各位同仁们方便的时候访问中国。
And here I would also like to present the invitation to Your Excellency Chairperson of this committee and also all your colleagues to come to visit us, visit China at your convenient time.
我们期待呢，在北京接待诸位。
And we anticipate that we are hosting a delegation headed by Your Excellency and your committee to come to visit us, and we are expecting to host you in Beijing.
谢谢大家。
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much, Li Jingjia, for the presentation that is assisting us to understand the social and the political structure of the people of China.
好，非常感谢团长，非常精彩的介绍。您的介绍呢，非常帮助我和我的同事能够进一步了解中国的政治、立法还有经济社会发展的情况。
China is a very big country. Some of our provinces' population is equal to our national population.
那么很多的中国的是省的人口，实际上相当于我们国家的整个的这个国家的人口了。
I have been working with the leadership of China for some time. We have learned a lot of lessons from how you deal with the question of poverty elevation among the ethnic group in China.
实际上我们两个国家的关系一直是就是源远流长的，我们呢互相，尤其是从我们的这个角度，我们向中国呢学习了很多的友谊的经验，比如说中国在减少贫困、消除贫困方面给我们有很多的这个借鉴。
I think it's one area that I think members of the portfolio committee would also love to visitand have an engagement with you on how you implement your policies in addressing the challenges facing the people, particularly the rural area of China.
实际上我们两个委员会实际上也有很多交流的这个机会，非常感谢您的这个邀请，我们也期待着能够去中国去就是有更多的和您和您的这个委员会的成员的交流的机会，这样的话呢，我们就会学习，比如说中国怎么样解决在农村人口的一些他们面临的挑战。
We are also facing a more similar situation in terms of the poverty level. I think it was 3 weeks ago our statistician general released information that indicated to us that half of the population of our country are living in poverty. Poverty elevation, I think, should be a greatest concern to all members of the National Assembly, even in South Africa. Learning how we deal with the question of poverty, if the statistician general is correct, that almost 50% of the society is living in poverty, and it's a bigger challenge for us.
我想现在我们国家面临着比较大的这个问题，也许中国呢以前可能也面临着，那就是我们的这个贫困人口的这个水平还是非常高的。就在两个星期之前，我们国家的统计局发布的信息，那就是在南非一半的人口还是在贫困线，生活在贫困线之下。那么如果这个数据是正确的话，那实际上这是一个最大的挑战。那么不管是南非的这个政治家还有我们的这个议员，对这一削除贫困这一个角度来讲，这个是我们现在应该解决的最大的问题。
Was very informed by research that we have taken up around 500 million people out of poverty within 3 years. To us is the greatest assurance that is for the Chinese leadership.
那么我们知道中国在消除贫困方面做了非常大的努力， 我们是得到的数据是有五亿的人口在过去的很长时间已经脱贫了。那么这个对我们来说，这个数字或者是这种情况是一个非常非常大的一个成就。那么我们应该有很多东西可以学习。
The question of unemployment that is facing the young people in the country is also a big challenge.
还有我们的国家面临着另一个挑战，那就是年轻人的失业问题。
We'll also learn from you as you build a new, moderately prosperous society, how you're going to deal the question of inequality.
还有呢，我们需要向中国学习的就是中国在发展，在这个进行建设的过程中，怎么样来消除不平等，怎么样建立这样的一个模式。
As you drive your program of reforms and the rule of law in the country, learn also from experience how you do it.
还有中国在进行改革、进行开放、进行依法治国的这种道路中，我们应该是还有很多经验可以学习。
I'm saying this because Mr. Lee, you are vice president of the party political school. Therefore, you are playing a very critical role in policy formulation and directing of the cadre of the party on how they behave themselves.As executed task of the Chinese people.
我也知道您作为中央党校的这个校长，那么也肩负着非常重大的任务，因为这个党的这个执政，要在进行这个贯彻执行政策的过程中，怎么样让自己的这个党能够完成这个既定的任务和目标，这个也是非常重要的。
Because on our side, we are members of parliament. Primarily, our responsibility to make laws that govern and regulate the life of all South Africans. We do also conduct oversight over the executive because of the principle of separation of power. We work with the judiciary. There are always very healthy tensions between parliament, the legislature, and judiciary, naturally because of the principle.
就像您所说的，我们国家是三权分立的，所以呢，议会方面呢，我们主要是完成立法的任务，完成监督我们的这个政府。但是呢，有的时候因为这个三权分立，所以我们在这个三权的这个部门之间可能会有一些矛盾。
Also, Mr. Lee, the Vice President, of course, will assist us also how to deal with the agenda.
我们还有想向中国同事学习的就是这个男女就平等性别平等方面中国所做的一些值得借鉴的地方。
And also what are the policies you are putting in place to deal with the question of corruption and the question of ethics and discipline among the party leadership or party members?Or members of the National Conservative Party.
还有呢，就是我们想知道中国在这个惩治，尤其是领导人的腐败，还有他们的这个道德的问题，还有他们的这个纪律方面是怎么样来做的？比如说是中国的领导人，还有这个议员，还有这个政协的委员，怎么来约束他们？
We know and appreciate the relationship between China and South Africa, and we hope that we'll be able to build this relationship to all organs of our society.
那么我们也是非常珍视南非和中国之间的这个友好的情谊。我们希望呢，在这种双边友好的关系之上，我们能够进一步加深。这样的话呢，让全两国的人民进一步受益。
I think the members of the portfolio committee will accept the invitation to visit you in China and have a discussion and also visit some of the areas that are very interesting in China. Many of my colleagues also have visited China as individuals. And I think they have seen the development that is taking place in China. They would also want to go and see, because every 5 years new cities are built and new development is taking place. Surely there's a lot that we can learn from your own experience.
我代表我的这个委员会的全体成员接受您的邀请，我们希望呢能够访问中国，访问您的这个委员会和您的这个委员会的成员进行进一步的交流，尤其呢能够有机会访问北京其他之外其他的一些我们共同感兴趣的一些领域，因为我知道我的一些同事可能是以个人的身份访问过中国，他们说中国的这个产生了这个天翻地覆的变化，那么我们也都知道可能过几年那么中国的景象就是不一样的，所以呢我们希望能够就是去中国访问，能够亲眼看一下中国的这个变化，能够亲自来借鉴中国的一些有益的经验。
We will as members of the portfolio committee from the National Assembly, we always call ourselves National Assembly, but we are parliament when also the National Council of Provinces is part of us.
我们呢是我们的这个议会，国民议会部分的这个传统事务委员会。那么同时呢，我们的议会还有另一个部分，就是另一个院叫省务院。
We are young democracy. We still have a lot to learn from our colleagues and other friends all over the world on how we can improve the quality of life of our people.
那么我们的国家呢是一个非常年轻的民主的国家，我们呢可以向你们向我们的这个同事学习很多有益的经验，向世界各国的有益的这种经验学习。这样呢来促进我们国家人民的生活的水平和质量。
The National Assembly of 400 members and 18 political parties in the National Assembly. The largest political party is the ANC with 62% of the vote, followed by the Democratic Alliance, the EFF, the New Party. Another very small party, really.One-person parties, two-person parties. We don't have a threshold that I think in future would consider threshold.
在我们的国民议会中呢，我们是有400个议员，是来自18个政党。那么最大的政党呢是 ANC， 是占整个的比例的62%。其次呢是我们最大的反对党 DA 党，然后是 EFF 党。这个党呢是比较新的一个政党，还有其他的一些小的党派。那有的党派可能就一个党员来代表在我们的这议会中，有的可能是两个党员，我们没有一个最低的标准，只要他们有代表就可以在我们的议会中来出席。
A lot of development that are taking place and also we see what we are trying to do as members of parliament. At least parliament is in session now. I think it is portfolio committees are really engine for work in parliament.
那么我们的这个议会这个议员实际上有很多的工作要做，那么现在呢正是议会的这个会期，所以看到大家都非常的繁忙。那么我们的各个叫专门委员会实际上呢是整个这个会议的就是最集中的就发力的这么一个机构。
My Honorable Matuano is the chairperson of our Ethics Committee in the National Assembly.Is working on the question of ethics of members of parliament, and many of us who from time to time do something that is unacceptable is a member that is responsible for calling us to order and do their work on behalf of all of us who are members of parliament. There are always many challenges because stating parties trying to work together is a very difficult thing to manage.But because of course, democratic values and principles. I think Parliament is relatively working very well in trying to address some of the challenges facing our country.
那我们的国家呢，实际上也是 就是各个部门实际上都在努力的工作，为了我们国家的发展。比如说在我们的议会中呢，就有这个道德委员会，那么实际上呢，它是来监督就是每个议员他的这些纪律啊，还有道德的这个行为，这样的让大家都遵守秩序。当然我们面临着很多的挑战，在议会中呢，因为我们的党派比较众多，那么让这些党派能够就是合作，或者是能够共同的来处理一些事务，这也不是一件非常容易的事情。但是呢，这些呢都是我们坚持的这个原则和价值观，这是民主的一部分。所以呢，我想呢，我们是在努力在做做事情来应对我们面临的挑战。
If you are going to be with us until Thursday, we are going to see when the president attempt to members of parliament for questions, because that is happening on Thursday.
那么我们的这个实际上总统，我们有权利向总统问责，所以有的时候我们开会的时候会让总统过来接受我们的质询。
We are happy that you are with us and will allow members to interact and have discussion.Learning from your own experience as a young country, we think would appreciate engagement with all members of the portfolio committee. They belong to members who are here, the ANC and the official opposition, the Democratic Alliance.
那么我非常高兴能够今天有机会和这个来自同伟大的民族委员会的同事进行交流。那么下面的时间呢，我邀请我的这个同事和大家进行一些互动，因为呢，我们特别希望能够学习更多的有益的这个经验。非常这个感谢我的同事能够参加这个会议。我看到呢，这个同事中有 ANC 的这个成员，还有这个反对党 DA 的成员。谢谢。
Members with the engagement, whatever issues. Honorable Masondo also dealing with the ethics and many other issues. Also, he is a former mayor of Johannesburg. He was a mayor in Johannesburg for two terms, 10 years. I think he has a lot of experience how he deals with the question of poverty in Soweto and other areas. Members of the National Assembly themselves, we have joined by Honorable Madeleke and then Honorable Mteto that has joined us to have this discussion with you. Because we are podcast lead and the teacher in the podcast school, I think would be free to engage with us on any issue that you want to raise with us.
我坐在这个我的左手的这个第二位的这个同事呢，他是就是非常资深的一位议员，曾经呢做过约翰内斯堡的市长两任，那就是10年。那么他在这个在对付这个贫困的这个整个的挑战过程中也非常有经验，然后后边也都是我们这个委员会的这个成员，他们希望呢和你们进行这个互动问答。他们可能就是对他们感兴趣的问题可以向你们提问，那么你们的这个成员呢也可以就是你们感兴趣的问题向我们提问。
Thank you very much. Just an introduction.
Oh, 非常感谢。那我想做一下简单的介绍。首先呢，就是非常高兴而且荣幸，能够和来自中国的这个代表们进行交流。
The first issue that I want to raise in relation to ethnic tensions. Of course, we read a bit about some of the challenges in the newspaper, such as instances where the Dalai Lama comes to
question that I'm really, really interested in is to find out how big are these tensions and how are they managed in an ongoing way, just to ensure that there's balance and that all the contradictions are properly managed. That's the first question. The second question is really about ethics. What kind of breaches happen in China? Where you find human beings and where you want behavior from time to time? And how are these managed, especially questions related to criminal conduct and broadly the issue of corruption?
我还有两个问题，第一个呢就是关于民族的这种矛盾或者对抗，因为我也看到这些听到一些这个消息或者是看这些媒体的报道，比如说这个达赖喇嘛去别的国家访问，那有的时候呢在这个就会引起一些矛盾或者紧张的这种一时间吧，会有一些紧张的那种情绪。那么我想问的就是，如果就是这种情况发生的话，你们怎么样就是能够长期的达到在那个地方的这种平衡，不让这种紧张的局势来进行这个扩大。第二个呢，就是关于纪律方面、道德方面，那么怎么样来管理这些？领导人的这些行为，也就是说预防腐败问题。
我首先说，中国是一个统一的多民族国家。
First of all, the answer to your first question.China is a unified, a multi-ethnic groups country.
虽然我们现在实行民族区域自治，但是民族区域自治地方都是中华人民共和国的一部分。
We do have some regions practice autonomous policy. However,These autonomous regions are part of People's Republic of China.
达赖的问题不是简单的民主问题，而是涉及到我们中华人民共和国的统一和分裂的问题。
The issue of 达赖 is not a simple ethnic affairs issue.It is an issue related to the unification of China, and it is an issue of separatist plot of China.
达赖集团的目的是要想把西藏从我们祖国统一的版图当中分裂出去，这是我们绝对不允许的。
The group of Da Lai.Their main purpose is to separate or split the Tibet, the Xizang Tibet, from the sovereign territory of the People's Republic of China. This we may not allow them to do.
达赖的这种分裂企图绝对代表不了西藏200多万藏民的和祖国统一的这种心情。
The separatist intention of Dalai may not represent those 2 million Tibetan ethnic groups. There may not represent their willingness to unite with the motherland.
这是我对刚才这位先生提出第一个问题的回答。
That's my answer to your first question.
第二个问题关于腐败问题。
The second question relates to the fight against corruption.
应该说 世界各国在自己的发展进程中都存在着同腐败现象做斗争的问题。
All the country while developing their own countries will encounter the counter-corruption cause.
前些年伴随着改革开放和我们一些制度的不断完善过程当中出现了一些腐败现象。
A few years ago, with the development of reform and opening up, and also the perfection of various policies and regulations, corruption cases do exist.
这些腐败现象在我们国内党内都引起了大家的愤慨。
These phenomena, corrupted phenomena,cause anger both in various views of China and also in our Communist Party.
一定时期也引起了国际社会的关注。
And for a certain period of time, it has drawn attention from the international arena.
以习近平为核心的党中央看到了这个问题，全力从严治党，全面从严治党，大力惩处腐败。
The Communist Party, the core center headed by President Xi Jinping, aware this phenomenon, this issue, and we practiced a very strict and comprehensive fight against corruption.
我们坚持对腐败零容忍。无禁区全覆盖。
So for the issue of corruption, we abide by the policy of zero tolerance and no territory which will be all accessible territories to fight against corruption.
既打苍蝇，还打老虎，还追捕。跑到世界各地的狐狸，
我
们叫猎狐。
We are fighting against both the big figures, we call them tigers, and also the small figures like flies. And we also pursue those who are running abroad to avoid this punishment. We call them fox. So we are pursuing those people as well.
现在我们对腐败形成了压倒性的优势。
So right now, the fight against corruption, we are enjoying the overwhelming victory over the fight against corruption.
不敢腐的态势已经形成，就是他谁也不敢再去腐败。
So actually, we have formed a kind of momentum that people are afraid.Of seeking corruption.
不想腐。
And they don't want to be corrupted as well.
不能腐的机制正在形成。
And also a mechanism that corruption may not be realized have been processed into realization.
我们还和国际社会一道正在追逃逃往世界各地的腐败分子，已经取得了阶段性的成果。
And also with the support assistance from the international community, we are pursuing those who have run abroad, and this we have achieved achievements by faith.
可是我们的这一反对腐败的举措却得不到一些国家的配合。
However, certain countries may not provide cooperation in this regard of our fight against corruption.
一些国家出于一些政治目的，把我们逃到他们国家的腐败分子保护起来。
from certain political purposes or some reasons behind, some countries, they are hiding those people who are corrupted in China and try to avoid the punishment from us.
那么现在我们中国共产中华人民共和国的广大公民和中国共产党的全体广大党员都对以习近平同志为核心的党中央反对腐败的举措感到满意。
So at the present stage, all the citizens of China and all the Communist Party members, we are quite satisfied with the fight against corruption handed down from President Xi as the core of the Central Committee of our country.
我们特别认为反对腐败、打击、惩治只是治标。
And we all think that the fight against corruption is only the cracking down the surface of the issue of corruption.
大家所关注的道德建设、制度建设、法治建设，这才是反对腐败的根本。
We are paying more attention to the build up of the ethnic principles, the set up of regulations and the laws. This is the fundamental issue of the fight against corruption.
我们现在正在努力在这一方面做更多的工作。
So right now we are working hard to do more things in this regard.
以期取得反腐败的更好成果。
So that we are expecting more results or achievements in the fight against corruption.
我们对我们中国共产党的治理理念、治理能力，和把我们中国共产党的干部队伍建设得更加坚强，充满信心。
We are quite confident as to the ideology and capability of the governance by Communist Party, and also we are confident of the stronger team of the comrades and cadres of our country. Thank
you. And also on our Honorable Masipe, will take another ideological view. But we are engaging there with our colleagues from China and then have a discussion on general issues of development, challenges that are facing us also. There will be a lot of other views that I think we should engage on that. And Honorable Masondo has raised already some of the critical issues. Honorable Masondo wanted to make some follow-up.
Yeah, just a follow-up. On this issue of corruption, I know that in China there's capital punishment. Now, what kind of corruption cases merit this type of decision? Either by tribunals, whatever courts and institutions that you have. So basically, I think it's very useful to just give us a sense of how you deal with the tigers and the big criminals, and how you deal with the flies. And I know that you've said that there are sometimes problems about arresting people who have run to other countries abroad. What is the rate of success of getting the people who are pursuing criminal activity but who are outside of China?
好，非常感谢您的这个答案。我们的这个议员对中国的这个发展，对中国面临的这些挑战、解决挑战的这些能力，是没有怀疑的。只是就是再追加一个关于反腐方面的这个问题。我们知道，在中国呢是有死刑的。那么我想问一下，就是关于这些腐败的这些犯人是什么样子的这个情况，才能做决定判他们死刑？ 是经过比如说一个司法程序，还是经过法院，是什么样子的人，什么样子的标准，才能有这样子的极刑的决定。这样只是帮助我们就是有一个概念，就是在对付老虎方面是什么样的人是老虎，那什么样的人是苍蝇。还有您说的就是追逃国外的追逃到国外的这些腐败分子。那么我想问一下，就是您说是有一定的成就了，那么在追逃方面的这个成功的比例是多少？就是比如一共有多少个犯人在外边，那么我们逃追回来有多少个犯人，这有没有数字？
主席，您能说说这方面？
I'll ask my colleague to answer this question.
China 的反腐败，可能我们团长说是坚定不移的。
As our head of the delegation mentioned just now, that our fight against the corruption is consistent and persistent.
反腐败当中和其他的话呢，这个刑事犯罪当中的他的这个定刑，这个是都是通过法律做依据的。
So the decision making for those corrupted related criminal cases will be all based by law.
那么来说的话呢，这个法律是人民代表大会和的话呢，这个以及常委会来确定的。
And all these laws are drafted and promulgated by the People's Congress as well as its standing committees.
那具体到个案的量刑当中，它必须是依法来量刑。
As to the decision by specific single case, all these decisions will be based by law.
能不能定为死刑或者是量刑其他方面的定刑，是由最高人民法院和法院根据我们的刑法，就是人大通过的刑法有关的规定来确定来量刑。
As to whether the death penalty will be applied to a specific case, this will be decided by the highest court, the Supreme People's Court, based on the regulations by the law of, by the criminal law, by the People's Republic of China, which have been adopted by the People's Congress.
关于的话呢，境外追逃，我们中国的这个这个态度也是坚决的。
Our attitudes towards those corrupted figures who have run abroad to avoid this punishment, our attitudes is also consistent and persistent.
中国的话呢，无论是你境内犯罪、境内的或者逃到境外的犯罪分子，同样是一个这个衡量，这个态度上是坚决打击，无论到了什么地方都要绳之以法。
So we uphold the attitudes or the principle that no matter you are in China or outside China, so long as you are criminals, we will pursue you, we will arrest you no matter where you are, and you will beSentenced based on law.
刚才我们团长介绍的，有些国家配合得好，我们追逃的，这个成功率就高一点。但有些的话呢，这个国家呢，目前还不大理解中国的反腐的这个决心，还没有很好的配合，我们还要继续和他们沟通。
So as our head of delegation mentioned just now, that some countries are cooperating very well, so that the successful rate is pretty high. However, some countries are not fully understanding about our resolution to crack down those criminals. Then they may not render fully support. Then we are working hard towards their full cooperation.
We are now pushing our domestic criminals not to harbor any religious feelings. We are through various means, we must get them
back. And we urge all the criminals that they may not uphold a kind of psychological idea that they could avoid possibly the punishment. So through all the means, we are trying all the best to pursue them and to arrest them and to punish them based on law.
叶先生说到底现在成效怎么样啊，成果怎么样，百分之几，我们就经济的数据，我们对吧，这个里面没有不完整的数据，但是我们觉得现在我们境外追逃已经形成一种不可这个走回头路的态势，向前发展情况很好。
However, right now I could not give you the figure about the successful rate of all these cases. However, I could tell you that we are undergoing a track that could not be reversed. So then we will get along, proceed with this track, with this direction, and which is we are maintaining a very good momentum.
Thank you.
Something to have an additional remark as to the death penalty.
在反腐败初期，为了表明我们惩处腐败的决心，我们曾经给予一些巨贪判处了死刑。
At the beginning of our fight, our strike against the corruption, to showcase our resolution in this regard.We sentenced some, we provide some death penalty to those people who have consumed a large amount of bribery.
比如最开始我们对梁先生所在那个自治区的人大主任巨贪就判处了死刑，陈克杰，他全国人大的副委员长。
I could give you an example.The then vice chair of the National People's Congress Standing Committee, Mr. Cheng Kejie, who used to work in the Guangxi Zhuangautang region, he was taking a lot of big sum of bribe, and he was sentenced to a death penalty.
也对江西省的原副省长胡长清判处了。
And the then deputy Provincial Governor of Jiangxi Province, Mr. Hu Changqing, he is also sentenced to death.
但是随着现在国际上对死刑减少的这个呼声，我们国家最近一个时期以来对贪污腐败的经济犯罪虽然没有完全解除死刑，但是判处死刑的不多。
And later on, with the call upon of the reducing size of those people who are going to be sentenced to death, because we could see this call upon in the international community, then for those economic criminals who have been corrupted, who have been taking a lot of bribes, although the highest penalty is still death penalty. However, the cases have been quite limited in number. Very, very few cases will be sentenced to death penalty recently.
对于一些巨贪判处了死缓或者无期徒刑，有些判的是有期徒刑。
So for some corrupted figure who have taken a large sum of briberies, we sentenced them to the death However, we extend some parole period before the death penalty, or life sentence, or even some sentences with a specific year figure.
对有些拒判，明确判处，不准减刑、缓刑、终身监禁。
So for the big tigers, we sentence them into the life sentences without being reducing the sentenced years in the future without being parole. That kind of decision.
比如像我们的云南原省委书记、省委原书记白恩培，就是判处的，目前看判处的是最高刑罚终身监禁。
For example, the then party secretary general of Yunnan province, Mr. Bai Enpei, he had been sentenced to life imprisonment.
好
Thank you.
This is very, very, very important. We are learning from the experience and how I think corruption is a common problem for all developing countries, even developed countries anyway. There are a lot of corruption in the other areas there. It differs the manner in which you deal with the corruption, what are the issues that they are raised. But Mr. Lee, because we are a very senior leader of the Central Committee of the Party, and also I see here that in 1992 to 1998, you were also Director General responsible for cadre deployment. How do you do it? What do you say to a member, if he's a member of the party, you want to deploy a member, what are the characteristics that you need to deploy a cadre that you trust, that they can execute the task of the party? What do you see that is this one is in a short now to be deployed in a senior position of the party? And the person who's responsible for this is very interesting because there are a lot of challenges that are raised about this cadre deployment. It seems also you're applying it very well. You may share with us your experience.
The Director General, what are the issues? 您刚才我们谈的这个问题是非常这个一个重要的问题，因为腐败呢是全世界面临的问题，不仅仅是发展中国家，发达国家它有些地方也有很多腐败，所以非常感谢您的这个回答。还有一点呢，我就看到您的这个简历上，1992年到1998年，您是作为这个党员培训这个的负责人。我想问一下，就是，这么一个大的国家，这么一个大的政党，那么在培训这个党员，培训这个未来的这种干部，这种阶梯化的这种建设过程中，你们怎么样来确定，比如这个人在短期就很有发展，那么培训他成为一个非常重要的职务，那么这个人可能就是在需要再长一点的培训。可能再看一看，再给他放到重要的位置上，就是在这个干部培训方面，您有什么经验和我们分享一下吗？
我在中国共产党中央组织部担任过各级的领导职务。
I have taken the leadership position in various levels of the organizational department of Communist Party of China.
当过中央组织部的处长、局长，最后当中央组织部的副部长。
For the organizational department of the central government, I have taken the post of director general.And up to the deputy minister.
其中曾经担任过主席先生说的中央组织部的培训中心的副主任。
So you mentioned that during this period of time, I've taken the deputy head of the training center of the organizational department.
这个培训中心培训的对象是从党中央组织部到省级组织部和 实现组织部的组织系统的干部。
So for these objects who are going to be trained in this training center are those from the central parties, organizational department, provincial level organizational department, even city and township level organizational department. So all these cadres who are going to be trained in this training center are from various levels of organizational departments.
培训的目的主要是让他们能够坚守组织干部的道德操守，提高他们做好组织工作的业务能力。
The main purpose of this training is we will provide the ethnic principles for these cadres in the field of organizational department so that they will be more capable in doing the business around the organizational issues.
在中央组织部任职之后，我又有机会到中国共产党的中央党校担任常务副校长。
And after the position in the organizational department of the central government, I have the chance to be the vice principal of the party school of the Communist Party of China.
负责中央党校的日常工作。
And I'm in charge of the day-to-day business of the party school of the Communist Party of China.
当时的中央党校校长是我们现在的国家主席习近平先生。
And the then principal of the party school of the Communist Party of China is now the president of China, which is Mr. Xi Jinping.
中央党校的重大事项，我都要向他请示报告。
Whatever the issues bearing the important relevance, I will report to His Excellency Mr. Xi Jinping.
中央党校和我们的党校体制是中国共产党培养选拔干部的一个重大举措。
The party school and also the party school mechanism is a very important tool or measure for China to train and select party cadres.
我们中国共产党早在我们革命战争时期没有夺取政权的1933年，我们就在我们的革命根据地建立了中国共产党的中央党校。
The Party School of Communist Party of China was founded in the year 1933, even before the founding of People's Republic of China. When we were having the revolution,before the founding of PRC, the address of then party school was in the revolutionary base of China.
中央党校那时候在瑞金，后来到延安建国以后，就在北京设立了中国共产党的中央党校。
The addresses was originally from Ruijin, the one of the revolutionary foundation of China.During the revolutionary era, and then moved to Yan'an, and after the founding of People's Republic of China, it was moved to Beijing.
各级党校对我们的党员领导干部进行培训，主要是三个方面的内容。一个是理论。
So there are three areas of the training content.Of party schools at various levels. Number one, theory.
比如，我们中国共产党以马克思列宁主义、毛泽东思想为我们自己的指导思想，那么我们对他们进行马克思列宁主义、毛泽东思想的培训。
So, for example, our guidance is from Marxism, Leninism, and the thoughts of Chairman Mao. Then we are training these theories to our cadres.
当前，我们要组织我们的党员干部学习 习近平总书记的系列重要讲话思想和他的一系列新理念、新思想。
And at present stage, we are teaching these cadres of the speeches by President Xi Jinping, his ideas, thoughts, ideologies.
第二个方面的培训是理想信念和道德操守方面的培训。
The second area of training is the ideology training and ethic and principles training.
让他们能够自觉遵守党的规矩、党的纪律，按照高效的道德情操规范自己的行为。
So that they could abide by the regulations of the party, they will abide by the ideologies of the Communist Party, and they will behave in an ethical way to regulate their own behaviors.
第三个方面的培训就是对他们的能力、知识方面的培训，提高他们治国理政的能力。
The third area of training is the build up of their capabilities of good governance.
我们还组织我们的培训对象到西方发达国家学习他们现代管理的知识和治国理政方面的一些经验。
We also organize our cadres to visit developed countries to learn their modern management ideas and how they govern their country.
我们的党校系统是分级进行培训的。中国共产党的中央党校主要是培训省部一级的领导干部和现在在地市一级工作很优秀的今后有可能成为省部一级领导干部的年轻干部。
We practice the party school mechanism into various levels. For example, the central government Communist Party school, we train those cadres in the position of provincial level. And also we will train those young talents which, who are still at the city level. However, they have the potential of future possibility of being up promoted to provincial levels.
我们中央党校办了若干期培训班，一些优秀的年轻干部都从这里走向了党的各级领导岗位。
So our central Communist Party school have arranged so many courses of training, and a lot of talented young people have been trained from here, from the school, and be positioned or assigned into various important positions in the various levels.
我们看一个干部他能不能发展起来成为更高级的干部，主要看这么几个方面。
The criteria of looking at a cadre, whether he is promising or whether he has potential to have further development, we are going to look at the following aspects.
第一，看他的理论水平、理论素养。
Firstly, we will look at his or her levels of ideology,his personality and qualities.
第二，要看他的专业知识、专业素养。
Secondly, we'll see his or her professional knowledge and professional qualifications.
第三，要看他的作风、守纪律和廉洁自律方面的情况。
Thirdly, we'll see whether he is abiding by his principles, whether he is abiding by the ethnic principles.
第四， 要看他在工作岗位上是不是做出了人民认可的实际。
And fourthly, we'll see at his own area of field whether he has done something concrete for the people that he or she is serving.
第四呢，尽量能够年轻一些。
And fifthly,
第五，尽量能够年轻一些。
Fifthly, we'll try to seek those people who are relevant younger than the average.
比如说，我们现在的省部级领导干部规定60岁退休。
For example, right now the retiring age or threshold for those provincial leaders are at the age of 60.
那么，已经接近退休年龄的，我们一般就不纳入这种培训的视野。
So if somebody is close to this retiring age, then normally we may not include them into this training force.
我们中国共产党从革命战争到执政取得了很大的成绩，这里面有很重要的一份功劳，就是中国共产党的干部培训为我们党的各级领导岗位输送了优秀人才。
The Communist Party led our country to succeed in the revolution and also to become the ruling party. We have made a lot of achievements in this process. And in this course, actually the training mechanism have done a very important job in presiding very talented people in various positions. 非常感谢刚才您的这个答案，但是您刚才说的这个60岁的这个退休年龄，对我们来说还是挺吃惊的，因为你们一进到这个会场，您就能看到我们这些议员很多都就六十多岁数了，那你可能就问我们在干什么？实际上呢，我们也是在努力的完成我们的这个工作。我还想说的就是，就是在中国在发展自己的这个议定的这个日程和这个议程方面做得非常好，所以我们非常感谢您邀请我们的委员会，在方面的时候访华，我们非常高兴地接受您的邀请。那么如果去中国访华，那么实际上我们就能亲眼看到，中国的一些这个发展的情况，就是更加能够了解得更加深入。另一点呢，我还想说的就是您的这个中国的这个民族的建设， 我们可以看到各族人民都在参与到国家的建设方面，所以我想说的就是这种民族团结的这种局面是非常值得祝贺的。再有就是我想跟我的主席说，希望主席能够尽快能够让我们去访问中国的这个计划成型，最好是在12个月之内。
It was very interesting in your presentation, particularly when you mentioned that the ethnic groups are equal. This topic is very interesting to me. Now I just wanted to find out in terms of their religion, how do you manage that? Because in Africa, particularly, there's a lot of tension among the ethnic groups. You know, we've seen the genocide and so on, and also that cancer that affects the world, which is called the terrorism. Sometimes they came in the form of a certain religion in a particular country. I mentioned how many terrorists that I mentioned all over the world. So I'm very interested in that ethnic group in the Republic of China are equal, and secondly, the minority group, they are being given a preferential treatment. If maybe also you can elaborate on that, so that at least we learn more about it. Thanks.
刚才的这个发言对我们来说是非常有意义的。我们就是了解了更多的关于中国的这个民族的情况。比如您说过中国的各民族是平等的，这一点我认为是非常有意义的一件事情。比如说我有两个问题，一个就是。各个民族呢，它可能有自己的宗教，那么在管理这个方面，你们有什么样子的这个经验？因为在非洲，在我们的国家，各个民族之间可能就是因为宗教问题就会有很多的矛盾，那么中国是在怎么管理民族的这个宗教信仰方面怎么做的？再有呢，就是第二个问题呢，就是恐怖主义，是在这个全球现在是蔓延的。有些恐怖主义呢，实际上就是以宗教的这么一个幌子来进行这个恐怖的行径的。所以我想就是问一下这个宗教方面的问题。第二个问题就是您说到了一些少数民族会给他们一些优惠的政策。我想您能就是给我们举个几个例子吗？就是有什么样子的优惠政策给到什么样子的这个少数民族？
I will ask my colleagues
answer this question. 很感谢你刚才提出这个问题，关于民族问题呢，在中国一直非常重视，从我们中国共产党到中国政府，对于解决民族问题来讲，一直都非常重视。做了大量的卓有成效的工作，所以我们国家来讲呢，这个应该说民族问题来讲，应该说处理啊，应该说处理得比较好了。但你刚才说到的宗教问题，宗教问题也是世界上一个带共性的问题，特别是在国民族之间，宗教，我们国家来讲也是一个在宗教来讲，几大宗教都有，同时来讲还有这个。藏传佛教，所以我们这个应该说还是宗教方面应该是，当然也这些年处理还是处理的比较好的。
Thank you very much for your interest and for your question. Actually, Communist Party of China as well as the Chinese government attach great importance to the issue of ethnic affairs, and we have done a great amount of work.In dealing with ethnic issue related affairs. So we have been doing pretty well in this regard, I should say. And also the religion issues. Actually, religion problems is a common problem worldwide. And China, we do have all the religions worldwide. All these religions are practiced in China. We do have Tibetan Buddhism and other religions, the biggest religions worldwide. So I should also say that for the religion practice, we are also progressing smoothly.
我们国家对宗教绝对三条政策，一条呢是依法管理宗教，第二条呢信教群众啊这个信教自由，第三条呢引导宗教与我们的社会主义社会相适应。所以这三条来讲呢，在我们做宗教，我是做了我在政府的时候这个管宗教，然后我到省委啊也管宗教。大体上有十几年吧，接近二十年，基本上就是主要是这三条，把宗教工作做好。
For the work of religion, actually we are abiding by the following three principles. Number one, we manage religion based on law. Number two, the people who believe in certain religion, they have their freedom to believe in that freedom. Number three, while they are practicing their religion, they should also suit themselves into our overall social, economic, and cultural development. So based on these three principles, we could deal with the issues coming out from religion. Actually, I have been working in the field of religion for more than 10 years, almost 20 years, while I was working in the provincial government.
你刚才讲到的恐怖主义的问题啊，在我们国家，一贯的都非常这个，就是反对恐怖主义。但这个里面呢，有的从宗教有关，但是我们在这个方面来讲呢，还是注意处理这方面的关系。
Indeed, the terrorism is the common enemy, and for us, we have been fighting against this terrorism, and we do see some cases of terrorism related to religion. However, we are dealing carefully in the religion-related terrorism.
刚才你还提到一个问题，就是对这个少数民族啊或者民族地区的怎么支持的问题，怎么支援的问题。这个来讲呢，我们国家啊这个有叫做民族区域自治法，那么根据这部法律，中央政府的各个部门以及地方的政府的各个部门都依据这部法律来制定一些相关的支持的一些政策。
The second question you are asking is the preferential treatment or the supporting policies rendered to these ethnic minority groups. We do have a law governing this area. It's called the Law of Autonomous Region of the People's Republic of China. So all the governmental organizations from the central level as well as the local level will provide supporting policies based on this piece of law.
我给你举两个例子，比如说一个在财政方面，我们中央财政对地方来讲，对地方财政，那么对于民族地区，我们有一个对民族地区支持一个拨款呢，叫转移支付。那么这个转移支付呢，民族地区远远的这个比例啊，要远远的大于或高于其他的地区，这是一个例子。第二个例子来讲呢，就是比如说很多方面来讲，我们对民族地区有支持，对其他的地区来讲没有支持，反正支持的少一些。比如讲具体一点，就是讲我们有些项目，那么需要地方配套资金，就地方政府来拿些钱，但是对民族地区，我们这个已经就是免去了这个他配套资金的问题。
I could give you two examples of the specific support or preferential treatment. For example, for those, we have allocation of the central finance, central budget, and the allocation transferred from the central budget to those ethnic autonomous regions are much higher than those of other provinces or regions. And secondly, for certain projects, we need some proportion of the allocation from the local government. However, for those ethnic religious autonomous regions, they don't, for certain projects, they don't need to provide their local part. Only the central government will allocate 100%.
我们的政府啊，对民族地区非常的重视和关心。我们的习主席这个几次、多次到民族地区去调研，帮助解决问题。在中央和中央政府的大力支持下，这几年呢，民族地区的经济社会都得到长足的发展。
Actually, the Communist Party of China.As well as the central government paying great attention or care to those ethnic minority regions. And our President Xi Jinping paid many visits to these ethnic autonomous regions. He has done research, and also we provide resolutions to certain issues related to ethnic affairs. So these autonomous regions have enjoyed.A profound development, not only economic field, but also social and other various fields.
我对我们团长我补充几句，这个我们团长啊，就是我们也是我们校长，刚才我们这个主席国家讲的，这个在我们国家来讲，在中央党校校长，大概是应该是七年吧。差不多七年时间，这个叫德高望重，桃李满天下。我是他学生，我在这个他在这个培训中心做主任的时候，我就在参加那个培训。以后呢，我在中央党校参加过这个三年的培训。我们国家的中央委员、候补委员，我统计的基本上。都在中央党校进一个长时间的或者短时间的培训，所以这个中央党校来讲呢，为我们的国家培养了大量的人才，夺取了很大的贡献。
I want to make some comments about the experience of our head of delegation. Your Excellency, you know that he has been the principal.Of the party school, the Communist Party of China Central School for 7 years. He is an honorable principal, and he has a great number of students. I myself is a student of him. While he was the head of the training center, I was trained in that training center, and also while he was the principal of the party school,I have been trained in that school for 3 years. So I could say that almost 100% of the cadres in the central circle and the waiting candidates of the party central committee, they have all been trained for either long-term or short-term in this party school. So I should say that this central party schoolhave trained a great number of talents for our country and also have done a lot of contribution to the development of our country.
我再回应一下刚才这位委员说这个关于我们这个干部培训年轻人参加培训和年纪大的关系问题啊，是这样啊，理解我们刚才团长介绍的啊，我们在干部培训方面呢特别注重在年轻的时候你在工作岗位上你要适应刚才我们团长说的几个方面的工作需要，要加大的话的培训。这个，但是到了一定的年纪啊、年龄以后， 我们党更加重视我们这些年纪比较大的同志的发挥作用的问题。
所以
对。
We mentioned that we pay a great attention to the training of young talents. So while meeting various criteria, we enhance the training for those young talents. However, on the other hand, when you approach to certain experience and certain age, then our party it also would like to see the more role played by your by these kind of people, because they have seniority, they have more experience.
我的话呢，苏委员和我们其他同志在年轻的时候都遵循我们李校长的这个比赛的学员都是参加过培训。
I myself as well and my colleagues when we were young, we have also been we all been trained under the principal party school.
但到了我们现在接近退休了，我们党的话呢，更加注重发挥我们这些。人员的这个所谓在实践工作或者话呢培训过程当中的这个作用。
And now we are closing to our retirement age. However, the party would like to see more roles contributed from our experience, from our background.
像我们的话呢，这个两位当中都是从政府工作岗位上。转移到人大，参与到国家最高权力的这个机关的工作制定，包括的话呢，这个法律参与制定法律，制定决定重大事项，这么国家的大事。
For example, a lot of deputies to the National People's Congress like us, we used to work in the various governmental organizations, maybe in the central or provincial level.And then now we are transferred to the National People's Congress for this highest organ of state power, so that based on our experience and expertise, we could contribute to the drafting of legislation and contribute to the very important decision making. Thank you.
互动一下可以吗？我要互动一下，就是我几个问题。
Could we ask some questions to you?
行吗？主席先生。
OK。还有时间，
可能。
再提一个。
Do we have
our
time?
第一个，全党事务委员会的这个女职的主要任务和内容。这第一个就是这个，你这个全党委员这个事务委员会女职的主要的。任务和内容，这第一个问题。第二个问题呢，就是先生主席现在讲到那个三权分离啊，监督当中会出现的矛盾，我想请问一下，这个矛盾是什么？主要矛盾是什么？第三个问题呢，就也是先主席先生讲的，这个说到这个南非贫困人口还在50%以上，我想这个请问一下。你们认为有这么大的比例吗？就这三个问题。
I have three questions, if you could allow me to ask. Number one, as to your co-governance and traditional affairs committee under the National Assembly, what is your major task? What is your major area of work? The working content.Number two, you mentioned that you have three pillars under, in the fields of executive, legislation, and judicial affairs. And you might have tensions or contradictions into these three pillars. Then could you give us an example, what kind of tension or issues that will come out from these three pillars?The third question is that you mentioned at the beginning of your remark that your population of under the poverty line reach about 50%. Is this figure you think reasonable or what?
Well, colleagues, there are the Honorable Bang will just join us, and is the whip responsible for ethics in the National Assembly. She will also going to assist us because it's dealing with poverty alleviation in other parts of the country. Well, I think the bigger challenge, of course, is the poverty issue. It's a big challenge that we are facing. 50% of 56 million people is a large number. Government, by its own trying social security net, social grants are given to people. In fact, if government doesn't give all the social security, social grant, I think it will be about 70% of South Africans living below poverty line. It's a big number, but I think we can learn from you. That's why you are much more interested. How did you do your work to take out, because when I was in China 10 years ago, and when I was in China 3 weeks ago, the difference are huge. When we were there, there were mud houses. We went there in Zunyi, Gwanjo area, Zunyi town, city. General now, people were very poor 10 years ago. Now they are staying in 2-3 stories, double houses. They are able now, they are much more better than 10 years ago. I think it's an issue that we can learn from your side, because you are members of parliament. Theoretically, we are lawmakers, generally. We have to make laws of the country. We have to hold the executive accountable. But like all executives, sometimes power in terms of resources, cabinet ministers are more resourced than members of parliament. Then sometimes it's very difficult to hold people who have director generals, highly learned, trained, equipped, with a member of parliament, really. We have not gone through all these training processes. Sometimes an unfair way of working, truly speaking. Yeah, but it's working because the Constitution says we must do so. We try our level best to do so. We overseen the executive. But we're for the governing party, I think also. If you're a governing party member, you sit in the caucus of a governing party. You're a policymaker in the governing party. And then we have to be expected again to do oversight of function over the member of your own governing party. When all of you have, because it's 5-year election purposes, sometimes we think 5 years. Because it's very difficult to think for 20 years if you're a governing party. You must think always how you win the next election. It's unlike the situation that you have developed in China that you can plan for 20 years, 30 years time. It's a very difficult thing to deal with it because every 5 years the FIS must win election to remain in power. And then it also limits long-term planning that you can take a risk and buy time to ensure that you deliver on that. I think China are able to do it precisely because you've got a long-term planning. There's no immediate election every 5 years. Therefore, end up with leaders taking a populist view because they have to win election. I think it's a bigger challenge sometimes those who go to this period. It doesn't mean that it's the wrong thing. I'm just saying it's a challenge that sometimes people face. There will always be tensions. As members of parliament now, they're taking us to court just to deal with the rules of the National Assembly, whether there's a secret ballot or an open ballot. In fact, 2 weeks ago, we were voting, I think on the 8th of this month. We're voting, and then the court has to take a role on this matter. There will always be tension because we take a view that the court's role is to interpret the law, The executive must implement the law, must enforce the law, it must ensure that develop policies, parliament must pass the law. And then when the court sometimes says, no, but this rule, in fact, and one rule was in fact drafted by the Supreme Court, that the rule must be founded. We thought that is a very healthy tension, but it's a very difficult one to manage. I know that it's interpreter, healing you now.
OK, 是的，实际上我们国家是5600万的人口，那么这个知识统计局的这个数字确实是比较大，所以呢我们要向这个中国这来学习在这个消除贫困方面所做的这个工作。因为我10年前去过中国，那时候比如说在广州那边可以看到很多就是还是挺穷的这些人，但是现在再去我们就看到他们就是住在2层3层的楼里边，过得生活非常好。所以呢我想我们作为这个议员，我们是为人民服务的，来制定这个国家政策的，我们是要把这个政府来问责。所以呢我们就是应该就是其实我们觉得我们应该有发挥更大的作用，但是有时候您问到这个三权的这个中间的这个问题，就是他的这些政府的人部长，他们往往掌握的这些权力或者是资源确实实际上是比议员多的，所以有的时候我们想问责这些人，那有的时候我们的资源不够，所以呢我们就是很难来按我们的既定的这个任务才去做，所以有的时候就会有这个中间会有冲突。还有呢就是我再讲就是再说一点，就是我们的国家因为每5年是一个大选，所以呢我们的这个议员是服从不同的党派的，那么我们是按我们的党派的这个任务或者是那个方针来做我们自己的这个决定，我们要听这个党小组的这个决定。我们5年就要这个大选，所以有的时候呢我们做出来的一些政策是比较短期的政策，但是中国就不一样了，中国没有这么多这个反对的这个声音，那么中国制定这个计划的时候都是长期的计划，所以这个是非常有利于国家发展的。当然我并不是说我们国家的这种政策不好，而是呢是在这种环境过程中呢我们会面临更大的挑战。再有就您说的这个和这个政府之间的这一些关系的问题，我们是需要比如问责，那么我们就想就是比如说我们的议员要投票对总统进行不信任案，但这时候呢法院就会他就想做出决定，来告诉我们议员是用记名投票还是不记名投票。但实际上我们认为这个法院是实际上呢是应该解释法律，那么议员呢是应该制定法律，然后政府呢行政机关是执行法律的，但有的时候在实际工作中呢可能不是那么严格的按照这些原则在进行。
But at the moment, of course, we are facing 2 reports that are very critical for us as a portfolio committee. One, you have to finalize our legislation or bill that deals with traditional leadership. And another one, we have to consider, I think, that the MACIBE, when it's inattentive to religious issues, we have to consider a report by what we call the Chapter 9 institution on religious, cultural and linguistic affairs. There's a report that they have presented to us to consider to deliver in Parliament. It's one of the most difficult ones because it deals with matters of religions, matters of culture, all these issues, but religious community broadly. I think they are coming, they are large numbers, they write many things, almost saying that don't touch it at all. But the real issue that we are facing, I think, Honorable Masipe also learn from this one. How do you ensure that religion doesn't abuse the vulnerable in society? Not to control religion, but because suddenly every corner there's a priest, and some of them are breaking the law. They're causing a lot of harm. people are giving money, donating a lot of money. There's no accountability. And it's causing a real havoc in the social fabric of the society. At the same time, the state must not get involved. But the state, at the same time, is expected to protect even, it has to protect us even against our own stupidity. And because people can be gullible because they're poor and then they're being exploited by this. It's a very sensitive report on this issue, and I think those who are doing religious affairs You can assist us sometimes. How do you balance the two? Like ourselves now, we traditional leaders is a complex one because we are a republic, the People's Republic of China. We are a republic of South Africa. But we do have traditional leaders every corner of our country. We speak 11 different languages, different cultures, and minorities, and what we call minorities. All they are here. But now we are dealing with them. In fact, as we are starting and discussing our deliberation on the bill. Ourselves, we don't know how to manage this. A republic with some monastic tendencies, because they are kings, they are queens. In the republic, you must deal with them in a manner that is very sophisticated politically. I think the principal will assist us in future to clarify this issue. How do you deal with something like that? It's a very complex thing. Religion is the motive issues, but also the traditional level that you are dealing with that is a very complex issue. Of course, you are not facing a situation like that, at least in China. We don't have traditional leaders, king, someone. On our situation, we are a republic in terms of our approach, but we've got also a traditional system of governance. That is very complex for us. We are trying to deal with them. Some of the discussion here is also assisting us, but where the religious side of it is assisting us also to clarify our mind, how we are going to deal with the report that is before us, that we have to take it to Parliament or National Assembly for debate. And I hope that at the time when we find out the report, the principal would have assisted us with some curriculum, how to deal with religious issues that are very critical for us.
我们主要的这个工作实际上呢是讨论两方面的问题，立法，比如说一个方面就是我们的传统的领导人，这是我们的一个很大的工作内容。另一方面呢就是宗教的问题，民族宗教语言文化，这是我们的另一部分的这个工作。因为呢我们的这个实际的情况就是，比如说在一些少数民族的地区，他们有自己的这个宗教，不一定是非常大的这种宗教，是自己传统的那种宗教。那么可能有一个小的社区，它就有一个宗教领袖。那么这宗教领袖呢，不一定就是都按照正规的宗教的这种法律来进行，他们有时候自己还犯法，还犯罪，那么他们就会引起更多的这个民族的问题和宗教的问题。这个我们可能和中国不一样，比如说在中国，它虽然有很多的少数民族，但是比如说国家的官方语言可能就是一种，但是在我们国家官方语言就11种。我们的这个少数的这个民族，尤其是这个传统的这个人的聚居区，他们还是那种帝王的那种制度，比如说他们会有国王，会有王后，还有这样的传统事物。所以呢，在搅和到这个民族还有宗教，那就会有更多的这种挑战。所以说呢，我们日常就要这个就要调查这些事情，然后呢写出报告来，然后看处理的情况，然后报告给我们的这个议会的领导人。
My question is just that in China, are there any different group or splint from the main organization? And if they are, what normally do they call themselves? Do they also contest power in parliament?
Different groups? Political groups? 除了中国共产党，比如在议会中，除了中国共产党之外，还有没有其他的政党？
我们中国共产党是中国的执政党，我们还有8个民主党派作为参政党，他们在我们的人民代表大会常务委员会当中都有一定的人选，在我们的政治协商会议里面也有一定的人选。
The Communist Party of China is the ruling party of China. And besides that, we do have 8 democratic parties. They are taking part into the political arena. So we do have candidates from those 8 parties that are members to the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress. And we also have candidates from those 8 political parties who are the members of the Standing Committee of the People's Consultative Conference.
在我们的全国人民代表大会常务委员会的委员长、副委员长一共有14位，其中9位是中国共产党的党人，有5位是民主党派的成员。
Among the chair of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress and the vice chair of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, they are totaling in number of 14. Among these 14 leadership of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, 9 are affiliated to Communist Party of China and 5 are from those democratic parties.
My last one, Chair. Did you ever encounter the situation of those that were sentenced to those that they got the death penalty, that you may find that they were given such sentences wrongfully? How do you deal with such situation when you discover later that this person shouldn't have been given a death sentence?
我还有一个问题，就是在你们的这个刑事审判的过程中，比如说有一个这个一个人被判刑了死刑，但是过了一段时间以后，你们发现这个不应该被判死刑，那么你有这样的例子吗？比例是多少？如果判错了，那么你们怎么办？
我们的法律制定是这样的，这个重证性啊，这个说以事实为根据，以法律为准绳。这个在整个法律体系当中，有公安侦查，也有检察院的话这个监督，最后的话就是法院审判。这三个之间，这三者之间呢，都有互相的制约，互相监督。但是来说，这个我们的 case 的一条就是呢，这个有做就必究，凡是有重案的，凡是办成的重案的，该是国家赔偿，我们肯定赔偿；该纠正的，这些纠正。在这些案例当中，我们有一些案件是历经了20年，发现经过发现是办错案了，我们把它纠正过来，当然政府又给了赔偿，不是？
Right. Whenever we apply a sentence to a case, it will be based on evidence, facts, and abide by the principle of law. And it will be investigated by the policing section, will be prosecuted by the prosecute section, and will be judged.By the court, will be sentenced by the court. So these 3 sectors will oversight each other and see to each other's work. However, wrong sentencing may exist. Whenever there is such a wrong sentencing, we will, no matter how long it will be gone, we.Found something wrong, we will revise it, and then the country will pay national compensation to this individual if he has been sentenced wrongly. We do have cases that after 20 years, we found that this person shouldn't be sentenced to death. Then the country will provide national compensation to this person's family.
This is what we have to do with the national government. This is what we have to do with the也有监督的话呢，是法律的事情。这个无论是重案做纠正重案，那个司法机关同样是要向人大做出报告的。
So the National People's Congress, the People's Congress is having the function of oversight, monitor of the implementation of the laws. So the judicial organs, departments need to report to the People's Congress.
Lastly, my follow-up, how do you deal with those that you have already hanged? Death sentence.
Yeah.
I mean those that you have already hanged, they've died.
就是如果这个死刑犯已经判处死刑了，那你国家怎么赔偿？这人已经死了，就是这个国家赔偿具体赔偿，它有个负责具体的这个办法。 也按照根据你这个判决，一个是时间，当时的这个状况，还有就把你这个时间间隔的情况，还有这个过的手到损失的情况，这个方面具体来测量，这个也不没有个具体的那个标准。
We don't have specific like one criteria for all, and will be based on the situation then, and then to see what is the span of the time that he was sentenced. He was sentenced by the death penalty. He was hanged or killed or by injection. So it's no criteria. But we will judge by the basic, by the then situation and the current situation, and provide the national compensation.
Thank you. Mine is going to maybe controversial, but I'm not sure. I would like to find out about gender representation in your government. Are women given opportunity to lead in your country?
我的问题是关于男女平等的，在你们国家的政治生活中或政治领导人中，妇女有没有机会作为领袖，在某一方面发挥作用？
Mm-hmm. 我们国家，在中华人民共和国成立以后，就全力推行男女平等。 不管男的女的，在各方面的权利上都是平等的。大家比较关注的是妇女参与领导国家的这个问题。我们中央组织部是管向人大。 推荐党和国家重要人选的一个部门，中央组织部从党内的优秀干部当中挑选出比较优秀的人选，推荐给各级人民代表大会，由他们任命成国家权力机关的组成人员。我们中国共产党内部就规定。 一定要推荐优秀的妇女干部参加各级政府、人大的领导职务，担任政府人大的职务。现在，我们的每级政府都有一名女干部。 每级人民代表大会的常务委员会当中，都有一名女干部。我们现在的全国人民代表大会当中，委员长、副委员长一共14名，就有2名副委员长是女干部。我们的政府一政四副，总理是一个，4个副总理就有1名总理。 我们的女同志在参与国家的治理当中受到了高度的重视。
Since the founding of People's Republic of China, the gender equality have been advocated and applied so that men and women enjoy equal rights in all the fields, and women will be encouraged to take part into the various courses. The central organization department has the responsibility to select talents and to nominate to the People's Congress so that they will be appointed as the leadership. And right now, each level of government, we have at least one woman leader. And in each level of study committee of People's Congress, we have at least one woman cadre. And the leadership of the National People's Congress, we have 14 chair and vice chairs. Among these 14 leadership, two of them are women vice chairs. And for the government organizations, we have one premier and four vice premiers. Among these five people, one is a woman vice premier. So the participation of women in the national governance is getting attention from all fields, walks of life.
Well, Mr. Lee, thank you very much for this interaction. We will have time, as the Honorable Masip and Tetra have indicated, that we'll have time to visit China and again have this discussion. And I think at the time, Mr. Masip, you'll be 72. Then we must create a position for you somewhere to advise. And this is a critical point that we visit China ourselves and learn from experience. We have done a lot of work. We are imaging big country. Many of us are developing and looking forward to interact with the imaging friends, big country. And that will make a positive contribution to peaceful development throughout the world. We are very encouraged with the work that we have done. We learn from your experience. As you solve the problem of poverty in your own country, we'll also learn this time how to do it. And we hope you'll always be available to have this discussion that empowers members of parliament. We may not have the same rules in terms of parliament and how it works, but we do have common purposes about bettering the living condition of all people and also making a better world for everyone. This planet. We are very encouraged by this meeting. We know that colleagues from time to time they visit China, they interact with their structures in China. We hope that one day, Honorable Masondo, you are going to be a principal also of a party school. And then learning from other principals, I think, would be a good idea. And then taking Honorable Masip through the party school would be a very exciting one. To learn from that experience, because we need to raise the consciousness of our members that the struggle that we're facing, corruption issues, also the bigger issues. But the bigger challenge for us, really, always we call them triple challenges, would be poverty, unemployment, and inequality. That is really an issue. And whatever we try to do is to address the triple challenge. With your support and being a fraternal organization, we think we'll be able to address some of these challenges, and we are very thankful that you decided to come and visit us here.
非常好的这个介绍还有互动。我们呢就是也希望能够尽快访华，接受您的邀请，尽快访华。这样的话呢，就能够更加的这个学习中方的这种经验。在这个治国理政方面，还有其他的这个社会经济发展方面，因为我们两个国家都是发展中的国家，都是新兴经济体，我们两个国家保持着非常友好的这种关系。 那么这些都是为整个世界的和平和发展，我们都在做着的贡献。嗯，所以呢，我们都要在各自的这个工作岗位发挥更大的作用。你们国家在消除贫困方面做得非常好，这是给我们了一个非常好的这个借鉴的这么一个机会。虽然我们的国家呢体制不同，但是呢，我们为人民服务，让我们的人民过好日子的这个目的是一致的。我们如果能把自己的国家的人民过好日子，也就会整个世界的人民都会就是和平发展做出贡献。所以我想呢，我们的这个会议是非常有意义的。在我们的国家呢，我们永远要面临的三个最主要的问题，就是我刚才提到的贫困、失业率还有这个不平等的这个问题。所以我们就是在今后的一些合作或者是会见或者交流过程中，我们还会就这些问题向中国的这个同事进行探讨、进行学习。再次感谢。
Thank you.